Continue. Okay. Still, I think it's 1938. Christ and Lord, you are leading me over such precipices that when I look at them, I'm filled with fright. But at the same time, I'm at peace as I nestle close to your heart. Close to your heart. I fear nothing. In these dangerous moments, I act like a little child carried in his mother's arms. When it sees something which menaces it, it claps its mother's leg more firmly and feels secure. I often see snares laid for me by souls who should not do so. I do not defend myself, but entrust myself all the more to God, who sees within me. And I see how these souls become entangled in their own snares. O God, how just and good you are. Jesus says, right, I am twice holy, and I detest the smallest sin. I cannot love a soul which is stained with sin. But when it repents, there is no limit to my generosity toward it. My mercy embraces and justifies it. With my mercy, I pursue sinners along all their paths, and my heart rejoices when they return to me. I forget the bitterness with which they fed my heart and rejoice at their return. So very important, contrition. Repent. And Jesus will forget everything, forgive everything. But it's important. Don't be afraid. Don't doubt the mercy of God. Tell sinners that no one shall escape my hand. If they run away from my merciful heart, they will fall into my just hands. Tell sinners that I am always waiting for them, that I listen intensely to the beating of their heart. When will it beat for me? Right, that I am speaking to them through the remorse of conscience, through their failures and sufferings, through thunderstorms, through the voice of the church. And if they bring all my graces to naught, I begin to be angry with them, leaving them alone and give them what they want. So at times, Jesus gives us the signs. Those signs could be failure, sickness. Sometimes it's the punishment. That's a sign, a signal that just wants us, your heart, remorse heart, back to the right track. If we choose the other way, Jesus, he said, cannot help. He's just also. He's first of all merciful if you repent. If your heart is not there, he can't do much. Faustina says, oh my Jesus, you alone know all my efforts. I seem to be a bit better, better only to the point that I can go out on the veranda instead of lying in bed. I see and I'm fully aware of what is happening to me. Despite the diligent care of my superiors and the efforts of the doctors, my health is fading and running out. But I rejoice greatly at your call, my God, my love, because I know that my mission will begin at the moment of my death. So she considers her mission is not finished when you go to heaven. You still continue to spread the good news of the mercy of Jesus. So we pray that she be present today. And I ask already her relics will come after the first Sunday of Easter, after the Sunday of the Divine Mercy. So at my last year, we invite the relic of St. Faustina is coming here again for 1 month. Stay with us. secure her presence. he cannot say no. He have to be here. So let's pray for this beautiful moment with Jesus, with Sister Faustina together with us. That's a big grace for us, isn't it? Oh, how much I desire to be set free from the bonds of this body. Oh, my Jesus, you know that in all my desires, I always want to see you, see your will. Oh, myself, I would not want to die 1 minute sooner, or to live 1 minute longer, or to suffer less, or to suffer more, but I only want to do your holy will. It's not that you want to go away and get rid of all this pain. If the will of God, yes. If longer, okay. Shorter, okay. But it's will of God. Fantastic. Although I have great enthusiasm and the desire burning in my heart are immense, they are never above your will. Although she wanted to go first to meet Jesus in paradise, but she said, I wait, no problem. Even I suffer, I stay, if it's your will. It's wonderful. I fly to your mercy. Compassionate God, you alone are good. Although my misery is great and my offenses are many, I trust in the mercy because you are the God of mercy. And from time immemorial, it has never been heard of or to heaven or earth remember that a soul trusting in the mercy has been disappointed. Low disappointment if one trusts in his love. O God of compassion, you alone can justify me, and you will never reject me when I contrite approach your merciful heart where no one has ever been refused, even if he were the greatest sinners. Today I was awakened by a great storm. The wind was raging, and it was raining in torrents, thunderbolts striking again and again. I began to pray that the storm would do no harm. When I heard the words, say the chaplet, I have taught you, and the storm will cease. It's powerful. Huh? I began immediately to say the chaplet, and hadn't even finished it when the storm suddenly ceased. And I heard the words, through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. It's powerful. So, do you used to say the chaplet of Divine Mercy often? Every day? Yes. At 3 o'clock? You have time at 3 o'clock?
In the morning? In the afternoon?
Of course not in the morning. Well, you can. It's best. The best time is 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody disturbs you. As I was praying for Poland, I heard the words. I bear a special love for Poland. And if she will be obedient to my will, I will exalt her in might and holiness. From her will come forth the spark that will prepare the world for my final coming. Welcome, hidden Lord, life of my soul. I welcome you. Jesus, under these insignificant forms of bread, welcome, sweetest mercy, who pour yourself out for souls. Welcome, infinite goodness, who pour out everywhere torrents of your graces. Welcome, O veiled brightness, the lights of souls. Welcome, O fonts of inexhaustible mercy, O purest spring from which life and holiness gush forth for us. Welcome, the night of pure souls. Welcome, only hope of sinful soul. O my Jesus, you know that there are times when I have neither lofty thoughts nor a soaring spirit. I bear with myself patiently and admit that that is just what I am, because all that is beautiful is a grace from God. And so I humble myself profoundly and cry out for your help. And the grace of visitation is not slow in coming to the humble heart. O Virgin, lovely flower, you will not remain much longer in this world. Oh, how beautiful your loneliness, my pure bride. No numbers can count you. How dear is a virginal flower. Your brightness is in no way dimmed. It is brave, strong, invincible. The very blaze of the noonday sun dims and darkens in the presence of a virgin heart. I see nothing greater than virginity. It is a flower taken from the divine heart. O gentle virgin, fragrant rose, although there are many crosses on earth, no eye has seen, nor has it entered into the mind of men who await a virgin in heaven. O virgin, snow-white lily, you live wholly for Jesus alone, and the pure chalice of your heart, is it pleasing, dwelling place of God himself? O virgin, no one will sing your hymn. In your song lies hidden the love of God. Even the angels do not comprehend what the virgins sing to God. O virgin, your flower of paradise eclipses all the splendors of this world. And although the world cannot comprehend you, it bows humbly before you. Although the virgin's path is strewn with thorns, and her life bristles with many a cross, who is as brave as she? Nothing will break her. She is invincible. O Virgin, earthly angel, your greatness is renowned throughout the church. When I stand guard before the tabernacle, and I, a seraph, become all love. Well, this Virgin is meaning herself, or for Jesus, or for heaven. She's always the Virgin, I think. It seems not the Virgin Mary.
No.
It's, I think,
Virgins.
It's a kind of, you know, self-contemplating her status for life. Because easier to have one mind, one heart with Jesus now. Otherwise, we share with your beloved husband, beloved children. Yeah, of course, this is the will of God. You have to love your family members. But it seems the virgins here is more unique, exclusive.
Very exalted idea of a virgin.
Yeah.
Imagine even angels do not comprehend.
Okay. Once, when I was on the veranda, I saw that a certain person who began troubled by strong temptations concerning holy confession, doubting its secrecy. Although I knew the condition of that soul, I myself did not start the conversation. When we were alone, she opened her heart to me and told me everything. After talking for a short while, she said to me, "I am at peace now. My soul has received much light." Today, Jesus made known to me that I should speak little with a certain religious sister. A special grace of God sustained me during the conversation, which would not otherwise have been for God's glory. So sometimes conversation needs, can be limited, man. It can be gossips. Anything can be gossips. But conversation means you know the heart of the other person and give the right time, the right place, the right, what you call, nutrition. You have to give God to people, isn't it? Only God. Only God we give. Not our things, not our stuff. Many times we own our own wisdom to fill the hearts of others, as we are the patron saint. The Lord said to me, enter into purgatory often, because they need you there. Oh my Jesus, I understand the meaning of these words which you are speaking to me. But first let me enter the treasury of your mercy. She didn't want to go to purgatory first. Go to the mercy of God first. Right, my daughter, that I am mercy itself for the contrite heart, contrite soul. A soul's greatest righteousness does not enkindle me with wrath, but rather my heart is moved toward it with great mercy. So to have a contrite heart, it seems not easy, eh? Be sorry, you know, for what you have done. Sometimes you're still complaining the other person more than you complain yourself. You're contrite heart for other person. You expect the other person convert rather than yourself. Oh my Jesus, give me strength to endure suffering so that I may not make a weary face when I drink a cup of bitterness. Help me yourself to make my sacrifice pleasing to you. May it not be tainted by my self-love, even though it extend over many years. May purity of intention make it pleasing to you, fresh and full of life. This life of mine is a ceaseless struggle, a constant effort to do your holy will. But may everything that is in me, both my misery and my strength, give praise to you, O Lord. We have to recognize our strength and weakness, both offered to Jesus. Pure intention, do things pure. Many times we are not pure enough. Sometimes self-love more for your sake. You do good things to people so that they may return. One more. O God, who are happiness in a very self, have no need of creatures to make you happy. Because of yourself, you are the fullest of love. Yet, out of your faithfulness, mercy, you call creatures into being and grant them a share in your eternal happiness. And in your life, that divine indwelling life which you live, one God in three persons. In your unfathomable mercy, you have created angelic spirits and admitted them to your love and to your divine intimacy. You have made them capable of eternal love. Although you bestowed on them so generously, O Lord, the splendor of love and beauty, your fullness was not diminished in the least, O God. Nor have their love and beauty completed you. Because you are everything in yourself, and you have allowed them to participate in happiness, to exist and to love you, that is only due to the peace of your mercy. This is your unfathomable goodness for which they glorify you without end, humbling themselves at the feet of your majestic majesty as they chant the eternal hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, so the angels are called, created to praise the Lord. But there are some angels, our proud pride, become evil spirit. So we are all called for infinite love, infinite joy. But be careful. Pride can deprive us this. So close to Jesus, we are fortunate to have the Word of God incarnate so that we can be one with the Lord. And we have chance, still we are breathing, still have the chance to say, we are sorry, and start again. I think the only thing of sanctity is starting again and again. Start again. Therefore say, today I really completely finished my task. No, when you say this, you already go the other way, ma. Always go ahead. So let us pray for what